Harry and Anthony here at Sydney High School on a Friday night. The visiting Shenango Valley Warriors leading in this ball game by a score of 14-12 as we get ready to go to period number three. Shenango Valley is back on the field. The Sydney Warriors are walking back onto the field as we speak. The Sydney Warriors in the dark uniforms, they're maroon with white letters, and the Shenango Valley Warriors, Warriors against Warriors tonight, the Shenango Valley Warriors decked out in white jerseys, red numerals, and I suppose those are technically probably a silver pants they've got, but who's going to argue between silver and white when they're so close to identical? Not me, that's for sure. If you don't get enough of this, or you have a neighbor who wants to hear the game, or a relative, or whatever, you know, all of our radio sports events are archived. They're archived. And you can go right to the main website for WCDO Radio, that is WCDOradio.com, and you can hear any of the sports events, football, basketball, anytime you want to. So just go to the website, click on the audio archive tab. All of the games are right there. You select the one that you want, you sit down, you listen. It's as easy as that. The website again, WCDOradio.com. Now, to be very honest about it, folks, and they don't like you telling all of these things, if you happen to go to the station that you're, or the website you're listening to right now, WCDOsports.com, that's where our live broadcasts reside, but you can also find a link to the archives right there on that website. But if you want to listen to streaming audio anytime during the week, or listening to any of our archived events, it's WCDOradio.com. The WCDOsports.com is just for sports. Harry Graves and Anthony Beers here on a Friday night, opening night of the season. As we get ready, Sydney will be teeing up the football. Going to be Kozak kick. And it will be Brian Pert and company who will be on offense first tonight. Well, I'll tell you, Kozak really sticks out, not only because he's small and fast, but with those white, I don't know if it's, I almost think it's taped. I don't think he's got gloves on. Any event, he gets the ball kicked away, and it's going to be a high end-over-end kick. And it is going to be brought down by Anthony Miller. Miller will move it back across the 30-yard line to about the 34. He will be tripped up there. And play will commence. We'll call it from the 34 as we are in period number three. Opening night of the MAC League for this particular year. Man goes into motion. That is Treminio. Treminio is draw of all of the attention away from everybody else. Zach Fish will get the ball, and he is going to be met immediately at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Zach Fish on that particular play. I want to say that was probably going to be Austin Dean who came in to do the damage one more time defensively. He is in so many of these plays. He's just a big defender. Man split out to the near side this time, but the ball is going to be kept on the ground. No gain or no appreciable gain. It's going to be Anthony Miller who will pick up about two, possibly three. Looks like he is going to be at about the 38-yard line. We'll give him a gain of a long three on that. So Brian Pert keeping it on the ground in the opening moments of period number three. one of the things about high school sports, you look at who you have lost, who is coming back, and you go from there. Cashman, one of Shenango Valley's seniors, splits out to the near side, flags on the play. The pass will go to the far side. Aaron Treminio manages to gather it down, but there was a flag thrown back at about the 39-yard line. The linesman now goes on over and talks to the white cap to explain the situation. Treminio that time managed to move the ball all the way across midfield, but that will be brought back, I do believe. No, they're going to say, what did they say? It's going to be against Shenango Valley. Yep, it is going to.
There's an illegal shift on Shenango. As they tried to run that screen play, I think someone lined up in the wrong place, motioned at the wrong time.
So now they will march it off against Shenango Valley. That will move it back to the original line of scrimmage. So it brings up a third and 10. That negates the gains made on the previous play. 10-10 on the clock. It is still a 14-12 ball game. Shenango Valley leading it by two, totally on extra points. Pert takes his time, puts the ball into the air. Climbing way up on the air ladder that time was Brandon Bissett. Bissett hoping to get his hands on it, finally has to settle with just batting it away.
It was a stop and go. There was a pump fake at about 5 or 6 yards on that route by Ashman, and they decided to try and beat him deep, and Ashman had to almost become the defender on that play and prevent an interception.
The thing that was so interesting on that one is the amount of time that Pert takes to finally get away. Some guys have to scramble, and they're moving all over the place. Ball is going to be down to Treminio. Treminio will, excuse me, that was going to be the other Pert. That is going to be Nicholas Pert. So Nicholas Pert finally does get the pass away. But it is going to be turned over to the Sydney Warriors anyway. So Austin Dean continues to do the damage.
Austin Dean, an unlikely interception. Nice for him to finally get his hands on the ball.
He could stand up and get his hands on the football instead of being on the ground. So the Sydney Warriors now will take over possession of the football at the 40, at the 40-yard line. They're having their huddle at the 45. They will take a pause in the action, have time to give Pat Vibbard the opportunity to coordinate all of the plays, first of all with his coaches and then also with the other members of his squad. Very interesting things. Every year we have different cutoff points with where the various classes, the Class C teams and the Class D teams and so on and so forth. And every year the numbers change a little bit. And if you happen to be one of these sports geeks and you get into that, you will find that it is a very interesting thing. And it's one of those that will just drive you nuts. This year, the Class AA teams had to be 1,000 students. Next year, a school with only 930 students will be in the larger class. Class C's this year are 260 to 399. Next year, it will drop down to 240 students. So all of those may not be terribly interesting, but that's why we see schools like Sydney move from one class to the next year after year. First play from scrimmage going to gain about 8 yards for the Sydney Warriors. Vibbert going to go off again to Kozak. Kozak finds his running room. Look out, he'll break through to about the 10. And then finally, There will be somebody who will get a hand on him and spin him around, and Kozak will finally go down at about the 11-yard line. Good gain of about 20 on that play. 9:09 on the clock. Period number two. Shenango Valley still leading it by a pair. 14-12 is the score. Patrick Vibbert and company. Vibbert now takes the ball and immediately goes off to Kozak again. But this time, Billy not going to get any running room as nobody opened a hole for him in that line. And he is stopped at the 10. So it is going to be a second, and we will give him the benefit of a yard or so pickup. But it's a short yard. We'll call it second and nine. We have football for you tomorrow. Two games on weeks two and three. In fact, it's pretty much two games every week. Kozak with the ball. Kozak with the run. Kozak with the touchdown. So Kozak going in on a nine-yard run. 8:14 is our score. So Kozak, excuse me, 8:14 is our time of the score. Kozak, the man who manages to get it. So the Sydney Warriors back up on top again. Now 18:14 is the score before the point after attempt. Sydney has not been able to score on PATs. And both of them have been in the books for Shenango Forks. This time it will be different. Jordan Constable down into the corner. Pass by Vibbert is going to be right on the money. And with that, the score goes to 20-14. The Sydney Warriors on top in this ball game. So Sydney picking up the point after via the air route this time, manages to go up on top by 6 points. I made mention of the fact before that there are people who have to get those muscles stretched from time to time. They are working on one of the players on the near sidelines, again, where it's just simply a matter of the cramps that are so common to stressed muscles. All right, he's okay, and he is up. Let's see, that's going to be number 55. That's Kai Sabata. And I believe he was the same one that they were working on earlier in the ball game. Now that I think about it, Sabata, 6'2", 195-pounder. So the Sydney Warriors now have to kick the ball away as the ball will be, oh, look out, there's still a man up and still a man running. It is going to be, that may very well be Pert. You tell me, is it going to be Pert or Harold Jones? Is it Miller? Speak up and say it. So 8:03, Miller with a long run back, gets the ball across midfield, across the 40. They will put it in play at about the 37. is our score. Sydney finally up on top. But Shenango Valley now rolling over and playing dead. They've been playing comeback all night. This time the ball will be carried in there by number 43. That is Reed Grunder, but the Sydney defense reads his number perfectly, and he will be dropped back on what you can call reverse yardage. They're going to say his knee touched the ground after about a one-yard loss, where his shoulders hit the ground was about 3 yards farther back than that. So second and 11, 7:29 on the clock, period number three. The pass goes to Gavin Ashman. Ashman gets the ball, picks up a couple of yards. He will be down toward the 30-yard line. The ball at about the 32. So a gain of about 7 on that play brings up 3rd and 4. As we approach 7 minutes and 4 seconds on the clock, this time Ashman will go way to the far side as they split him left. Brian Purd and company. Purd looks off toward Ashman and now goes in the opposite direction to the right side, as his target there will be Aaron Treminio, and Treminio, number 26, manages to pick up about 3. They needed 4. This may be close enough, so they may even be going to measure. Yep, because remember, this is one of those where the chains are way over on the far side of the field, and the ball is nearly out of bounds on the near side, and the officials decide we don't want to be accused of anything, so they will measure now. 6:44 on the clock. They'll stretch out the chains, and when they come down, let's see. It is going to be no call yet. They're going to carry the ball in. That means that they did not make the first down, but we'll have to see the length. And now they will finally put it down, and it looks to be shy by about less than a yard. We'll say a couple of feet. So it will be 4th and less than a yard for Shenango Valley to go. Shenango Valley trails by 6 to the Sydney Warriors. 6:44, period number 3. So Pert and company in, and we are going to have timeout called by Shenango Valley. Ashman comes from his position on the near sidelines, joins the rest of the team way over across the field. As Coach Jay Hope, with his assistant Scott Klein and Keith Hayes, decide that they want to make sure everybody knows the play of the moment. How hip a guy are you?
Hip?
Really hip and cool?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I'd say, I'm not out of the loop. But
Rocky
I'd say
Horror Picture Show? Never seen it?
I haven't ever seen it, no.
You're missing a good thing. Regardless, one of the things that is coming up next week is going to be the Orpheus Theater production of Rocky Horror Picture Show at Goodrich Theater in the Suco campus at SUNY Oneonta. And that will be on both Saturday and Sunday night next week. Make sure it's one of those things that you go see. I'll tell you more about it. Probably not until tomorrow, but that's the way it'll go. So Brian Purd now brings the CV Warriors back to the lineup, and we're going to have a bit of an illegal procedure going to be called against Sydney, interestingly enough. Aaron Treminio managed to break out of his position and go into motion. Then he returned to his position. He apparently drew somebody from the Sydney Warrior defensive unit into that motion, which is a bozo no-no, and it's going to be first down called for the Shenango Valley Warriors as the official will move the ball down to about the 23-yard line. Now, Brian Pert is going to go into the end zone to Gavin Ashman, but going high up into the air, it is going to be Billy Kozak who will bat that ball away. Tanner Shunk also coming out of the end zone, as will be Brian Gray. So the three of them were all down there for coverage of one sort or another. They say that it was Kozak who actually climbed the air ladder and got his hands on that football and batted it away from Gavin Ashman. 6:39 remaining here in period number three. Pert drops back again, but this time is going to find Anthony Miller and goes on in, and let's see. They are going to say he has a complete forward pass. It looks to be at about the 1 or 2 yard line. We'll have to see where they put the marker. And it looks to me, we'll call it 2, but it is a very short 2. 6:31, period number 3. And we'll knock the old seat over as we stand up. And another injury, as this time it is going to be the Shenango Valley coaches who come out to administer. This is another one of those cramps where they're just simply working all of the tight muscles out of a leg. One of the players down on the field, he is being attended to there. This is not the kind of injury that you miss a play or two for, although they will probably take him out and substitute. We'll spot who it is in a moment. You can see Anthony Miller takes his helmet off, and he is there next to two or three others that are administering to the downed player. One of the things that you'll notice about Shenango Valley is that they have a number of players who play in that same position. Brian Pert and Nicholas Pert, both of them, can throw that ball rather well. I still have no idea who the man is who is down, but he'll be picked up in just a moment. Well, there's a 9. And there is a 7. So probably that is going to be Casey Edwards. Casey Edwards, a right guard in the starting lineup, is a senior, 6'4", 215 pounds. He's going up pretty much under his own power. He's being helped off by a couple of his teammates, still finding it a little bit difficult to put a whole lot of weight on that. But it does not appear, it appears to be a tightened muscle. It does not appear to be a sprained ankle or anything of that nature. 6:31. That's what's remaining, period number 3, as finally the Shenango Valley Warrior offensive unit is back and ready to go. The weakened player, we won't call him injured, has been guided to the Shenango Valley bench over across the way. Now Brian Pert, who had been running into the huddle, now turns around as Coach Jay Hope shouted something out to him. Now Pert's back in the huddle, ready to go. Shenango Valley going from left to right as we look at this field from our vantage point. Now Pert will send the man in motion, and it is going to be good for the touchdown, I do believe. Let's see, number 26, that is Aaron Treminio.
That ball came now, out, Harry. It was a handoff to Miller at
first. Now they go ahead and they say that the touchdown is in there. So the white hat was the man who finally put his hand up that time. So you take care of the... So they say Aaron Treminio is the man who gets that one. That was what the field announcement is. Time is 5:55 in period number 3. So now we have an even up 20-20 ball game. Nobody said it was going to be anything but an exciting game here at Sydney tonight. So far, extra points have made the difference. The ball will be snapped back to Pert. And doing the kicking is Nicholas Pert. Nicholas Pert, the sophomore, manages to cut the uprights. And our score goes 21-20, and Shenango Valley is back in the lead. Friday night football here on your local station for sports, WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, it is Harry and Anthony as we are with the final minute. Number three, 21-20 is our score. The Sydney Warriors have given up the lead again to Shenango Valley. 21-20 is our score, 5:47, and the kick down to Sydney will not produce any great run back, and it looks like the Warriors will take over possession just inches inside the 20 at about the, we'll call it 19-and-a-half-yard line, split off to the near side. Jordan Constable. And with that, we are going to have timeout taken by Shenango Valley. You know, it's interesting. I don't know who called that one. That may have been called from the bench, for all I know. No player particularly was making a big signal of it on the near side.
Going back to that touchdown from Shenango Valley, it was a very heads-up play by Treminio because it was initially a pitch to Miller, where he was hit and the ball came loose on a fumble. He was heads up enough to grab the fumble and get in the end zone. So it could have been disastrous, but now Shenango Valley's got the lead.
Sometimes it is opportunity that knocks, and it has to be an alert player who takes advantage of that opportunity. I still haven't figured out what the timeout was for, because it was a very short timeout. It seems like everybody just gathered at the far sideline and then all of a sudden just turned around and came right back on. So I don't know if it was just to straighten out a miscue or what. Now we're ready to go. Vibbert drops back, looks around. He's got all the time in the world, and Jordan Constable is there, and Constable will get the completion and move up to about the 35. That is going to be a gain of about 15 on the play, and good for another Sydney Warrior first down. That's one of those things. This is the third year I've been able to watch Vibbert, and he every year just gets so much more relaxed and so much more confident at just taking his time. Sometimes you scramble. Sometimes he just takes his time and waits for the play to develop. That's what he did last time. Not a whole lot of pressure. He was getting actually great line work out of the men in front of him. Now the ball will go back to Vibbert, and he's going to run it himself, and he will get time, and he will get distance. He's up over the 47-yard line. Give him 12 more yards on the pickup. And give Patrick Vibbert another Sydney Warrior first down. Well, you don't know what the final score is going to be in this ball game. 21-20, Shenango Valley right now. But if you look at possession time, Sydney has pretty much controlled this ball game tonight. Dropping back is Vibbert. Ooh, the ball is going to be deflected away. Tanner Shunk was going to be the man, well, maybe not. Maybe I guess that was going to be Kozak, who was the man out on the flat, who was supposed to get that little short pass from Vibbert, couldn't do it. but the ball was batted away that time by one of the Shenango Valley Warriors.
I believe it was Gavin Ashman, the 6'4", long-arm wingspan, able to get up there and bat the ball down.
Yep, and did a good job that time. Sometimes they just deflect them. This one was end-over-end and rolling. Ball will be kept on the ground, and it's going to be Billy Kozak. And Kozak gets across midfield. That play started at the 48, and it will be good for about a 20-yard gain. Let's see. 48, 1, 2, yep, it's going to be just about 20 yards on the gain for Kozak. Oh, just so easy. That time it was Patrick Weber, just a little pick it up, stand up, and just send a little floater pass out to Brandon Passett. And the junior gets running room and will get down to, they'll say, they'll spot it inside the 20 at the 19. This time the ball is going to be into Kozak again, and Kozak could do it one more time, and he has. So Kozak, in a play that starts from the 19, gets a little bit of running room, finds a big hole, and chugs on in. So at 4 minutes, 42 seconds showing on the clock, period number 3, Kozak, who has been the freight train all night, continues chugging and goes into the corner down on the left side, 26 to 21 is the score. I'll tell you, the coaches for Sydney would like right now to be able to get a score that will go up. And yes, it is. It is going to be a quarterback keeper by Vibbert, so it will be a two-point game. That now makes it 28 to 21. And even if Shenango Valley scores, they may not give up the lead, which was, would be a tremendous help for the Sydney Warriors. We have ourselves another good ball game on the opening night of the season. And once again, we have another player being administered to for a tightened muscle. And this time it is not going to be Kai Sabeda. This is another one of his teammates. They're working at him on the near sideline, but it's just what it's been all along. It's just simply been stretching out those muscles. And the Sydney coaches attending to the player on the near side, Patrick Vibbert, takes his helmet off. He's talking to the coaches on the upside of the field. On the down end of the field, off to our left, they're still administering to the downed player. He's all right. He's up. That's going to be number 20, Brandon Passett. Passett now walking absolutely okay. He has his helmet off, looks off to the fans on the near side. While out on the field, the ball is going to be kicked down to about the 15-yard line. It is going to be gathered in. It looks like it is Miller who will be moving upfield. Miller gets up to midfield and then runs out of bounds, or is forced out of bounds. And the Shenango Valley Warriors will take over, let's see, 46 is where they will finally put the ball down. A Shenango Valley ball was being brought in. And the game ball is a Sydney Warrior kickoff ball, so that was being thrown out at about midfield. You couldn't tell where they were going to finally put it down. Dropping back is Purr. Little soft floater intended for Anthony Miller will not be touched by anybody, and it is going to be down as an incomplete forward pass. Second and 10 from the 46. 4 minutes, 30 seconds showing on the clock. Kai Sabeda coming off to the near side again. And this time he was hobbling just a little bit because whatever that muscle was that he tried to get straightened out still is not back to normal, so he'll have a reserve in his place. Dropping back, it is going to be in the air, complete to Gavin Ashman. Ashman jumps high up into the air and manages to grab it with two hands. Big 6'4 senior will make it to about the 40-yard line, and the Shenango Forks Warriors have it first and 10 from there. Now, it's interesting, I just made mention of Sabata, that he's right back in there in the heart of the defensive line for the Sydney Warriors. Pert going to keep the ball on the ground, as who will he go to? Coming up off the bottom of the pile, it's going to be Reed Grunder. Grunder gets good yardage as he gets about 11, and Grunder will have a first down for Shenango Valley. So first one team will take possession and start grinding it out, and then the other. 3:46, clock running, period number three. The ball kept on the ground, and all of a sudden, Sydney Warrior defenders come blowing in there. Raven Savarino leading the charge. No gain on the play, a loss of about a yard. So it is going to be a second and 11 or 12. You take your pick. Coming on in will be Brian Pert, the 5'11", 180-pound senior quarterback. He carries the signals in from the far sidelines, barks out the play, now rolls back and is ready to go. He's got lots of time. His pass is a little bit of a floater that goes up, and it was intended for Gavin Cashman. Gavin Ashman, we will get it correct after a while. It is going to be overthrown. It will bring up a third, and we will call it 11 or 12. .254, clock continues to go down slowly on that incomplete pass. The clock had stopped. Dropping back, Pert again, this time he has a man open and overthrows Aaron Truminio. So Truminio was on the near sideline, turned initially the wrong way, and finally when he turned to look up over his shoulder and grab down that football, he could not reach it out in front of him. Truminio had basically beaten his defenders that time. So now the clock will stop at 2:49. Sydney leading in this ball game by 7. 28-21 is our score. Pert looking for an open man. This time he has Miller, but the ball is going to be batted away at the last moment. So Miller was being pursued in there by who? Billy Kozak, of course. And Kozak was the man who actually, despite his, in this case, we'll call it diminutive size, still managed to reach up over top of 6'1 Anthony Miller and bat that ball away.
See if Sydney can capitalize on this opportunity here. Seems to be a seesaw game, but now all of a sudden they can possibly get two scoring drives in a row if they can put it together here.
Dylan Rudenberg splitting out to the far side. And on the near side, it is Jordan Constable, but the ball will be kept on the ground and pretty much go up the middle. Billy Kozak may have the first down. He does. Give him 11. So they'll move the chains out. That will stop the clock again at 2:37. Now the ball is place down, and the clock starts immediately. Vibbard has it, going to keep it himself, gets over, and it looks like another first down. This one by Vibbard. He'll gain about 12. He will move the ball just inches inside the 45-yard line down to about the 40. We'll call it 44 and a half. We won't quibble over things like that. The Sydney Warriors will keep it on the keep the pressure all the time. Little floater goes out to Brandon Bissett. Bissett down inside the 20, inside the 15, and the 10 is finally going to be tripped up inside the 5. And they will place that down at about the 2 or 3 yard line. No flags on the play. Bissett with a really fine run. That's one of those where you almost cheer for the reserve who hasn't been playing all of that many plays that are in the action, especially when you have a teammate like Kozak who does so much ball handling. And Bissett stopped at about the 2 or 3 yard line. In our particular vantage point here, you can't really tell. You have to sort of look across the way for where the down markers are. Shenango Valley making a quick defensive change. Now it will be Vibbard, and Vibbard will go on in for the touchdown. So Patrick Vibbard that time had the ball come back in his direction. And who was it? This guy by the name of Kozak, who just blows a hole open for him. And Vibbard is able to go on in. 34-21 is the score before the point after attempt. So Rutenberg goes way out in one side. Off on the near side, it is going to be Jordan Constable. The pass comes to Constable. It is going to be an incomplete forward pass. And as the ball will be teed up and they're getting ready to kick it away, our score stands at 34-21. Sports. Here on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955. For a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry and Anthony back here at Sydney High School on a Friday night, opening night of the season. The Sydney Warriors leading at 34-21. As we get ready to go in the final 2 minutes of period number three. Finally, it will be the Shenango Valley Warriors with possession of the ball. First play from scrimmage at about the 43-yard line. And the ball is going to be carried in there. Talk about 43 by number 43. Reed Grunder picking up about 1 yard before he will be stopped by the Sydney Warrior line. 1:44 as the clock runs down toward the end of period number three. You know, Anthony, it's one of those things. There are some quarters that just seem to go on forever, and this third quarter seems to be just that kind of quarter. The ball is going to be batted away, and they're going to say incomplete forward pass. Dropping back that time was Brian Pert. Blowing in hard was big Austin Dean, and it looked like Austin Dean might have recovered a loose ball. But the official was right there and say, nope, it is not a loose ball. Instead, it is dead ball. So Mr. Dean, who had the opportunity to look real good for a moment, just found it as all looks. No value on that. 1:25 showing on the clock. Dropping back is Pert again. This time, good pass, way downfield. The intended receiver, I do believe, is Treminio. And they are going to say that it is going to be complete. So, again, it is one of those Hail Marys that goes way downfield. And it will keep things going for Shenango Valley. 1:15. Showing on the clock, Shenango Valley staying alive. I do believe that Aaron Treminio was the man who was down there. There were two or three people going up in the air, and Treminio was the one that seemed to come out of the pile. Talking about a pile, next play from scrimmage will be kept on the ground. And let's see, last man up is number 70. He is not a legal ball carrier, Alec Grunder. We've mentioned a couple of times the name Grunder. The Grunder boys, Alec and Reed, are twins. They are one of two sets of twins on this team. Lawrence Iacona and his brother Carl, also twins. That is not the case with the Perts. The Perts are our brothers, but they are not twin brothers. So here we are. Final 28 seconds. The ball is going to be pitched back in there. Woo! Good ball running and good ball carrying by Anthony Miller. Miller broke off to the right side. He will get the first down. He will not get the touchdown. He is inside the 20 to about the 17 or 18 yard line. 15 seconds and the clock is running, and it looks like the Shenango Valley Warriors will just wait for the clock to run down. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry and Anthony back here at the Sydney High School football field. We have a momentary break as the teams switch ends of the field. That gives me time to say that the Sydney varsity field hockey team shut out Sherburn Earlville tonight. Yeah, let's see. Hannah Wood ended up breaking the Sydney record for the most scored goals in a single game. They continue that tournament in the championship round. That coming up tomorrow. 34-21 is our score. The Sydney Warriors lead it here as we start period number four. Well, all the way across the field, Anthony, you're going to have your eyes tested. The ball is going to be, it is going to be on the flat out to Gavin Ashman. A flag, I do believe, has been thrown. But I can't see if that's a yellow flag or just a marker flag.
There's a yellow flag on the field.
Well, here again, it does not look like the little marker pouch, but I haven't seen any signals at all. So, regardless, everybody is walking around, and we'll see. Now they're finally going to put it down. So,
they ruled it pass interference on the defense. I thought he caught it on that play, but it looks like they ruled it incomplete.
Yeah, he did not catch it.
Okay.
That ball had squirted away. So that I was certain of, but it was the indecisiveness of that flag. The flag was thrown rather early, actually. So now Miller will go in motion. The pitch goes to Miller, and he is going to be met back at about the 4 or 5 yard line by a Sydney defender. So they say Zach Green is the man who will get credit for that tackle. It will bring up a second down and still about 4 or 5 yards. Let's see. The ball looks to be resting right on the chalk mark at the 5-yard marker. Well, this is where you have to get down deep and dirty. And your defense can make it, so if that defensive line can hold, it is going to be Michael O'Neill split out to the near side this time. I just made that call, and I think that was totally inaccurate, folks. Rolling out, it's going to be Ashman. They fire the ball toward Ashman, and Ashman goes out, and it is going to be incomplete. Take back the number 20 that I said. I gave credit to Michael O'Neill, and it was an actual fact, Brandon Bissette, who was over on the far side for the Sydney Warriors, who came in. They're going to have a holding violation against Shenango Valley. That will move the ball back out to the spot. I do believe that's probably about the 17-yard line. So as a result, Shenango Valley, who had knocked at the door, now has to go a bit farther to hit Pater. Second down will be played over again. Okay, so this time it is going to be Ashman was set way out on one side. Miller goes in motion, and now Miller is going to throw the ball. Incomplete. But now I go back, and Michael O'Neill was in there on that play. So after having to retract before, Michael O'Neill, the 6'1 junior, may very well have been the intended receiver that time. Anthony Miller had to really hurry his throw something fierce. And he really sort of put up the wounded duck sort of pass.
Safe to say they had the element of surprise, but blown up too quickly for them to hit there.
This time, it will be Pert again, and whoa, look out, the ball is going to be high into the air there. One official throws the flag. The other official ends up saying touchdown. So we'll let them sort it out. The pass was a complete forward pass that time. And now they're going to say touchdown. Okay. And we'll wait for the scoreboard to come up. So they are going to say that the play did result in a touchdown. So that will make it 34-27. I believe, actually, the penalty would have been against Sydney, and the penalty was declined. So 34-27 is our score. kicking situation for Nicholas Pert. The ball will be that soccer-style kick, and it's up and cuts the uprights perfectly. But Sydney retains the lead, 34-28. That score coming with 11 minutes and 3 seconds showing on the clock. So our Friday night football game has Sydney with a 1-touchdown lead here in their game at Sydney over WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry and Anthony back here at Sydney High School. The ball being teed up by Nicholas Pert. Interesting that he just uses that soccer-style kick. So he comes and approaches the ball. Little onside intended kick. It is going to be recovered by Shenango Valley as Pert just gave that little dribbling kick that time, followed it in, and I do believe he ended up falling on it himself. So that one only went about 12 yards total as he's kicked it from the four. No, I guess it went 17. I guess it went 17 total. So it was a very short kick.
That was an incredible play by the kicker. It was very perfectly kicked, and he was the first one on the ball before anyone could even realize what was happening.
Nicholas Cooper, 5'9", 170-pound sophomore, soccer-style kicker. So, Shenango Valley not playing dead at all tonight. 11 minutes, 2 seconds. Ball on the ground. It is going to be handed off to Anthony Miller. Miller will be met by a wall of Sydney defenders. No gain on the play. 2nd and 10. So opening night of the season here at Sydney has just proven to be a Jim Dandy of a ball game. If you're listening from home, well, I'm glad you're listening, but you're missing a great ball game here. Pert on the pass is going to go over to Ashman. Ashman still on his feet, has the first down, gets down inside the 30, across the 25. He will finally be stopped down close to the 20-yard line. So Jay Hope, when I talked to him earlier, said, how are you going to be this year? He said, we will find out tonight. This should be a great game. And when you get that sort of the opposing coach, well, you can see the respect that the Sydney Warriors have. So, here we go. 1st and 10. Dropping back is Pert. Ooh, look out. He has Ashman there. There is a flag on the play. Ashman made the reception, and he was hit immediately by Brandon Bissett. And we'll wait for them to sort out the flag on the field. It is going to be declined by Shenango Valley, so that tells me that it was on the Sydney Warriors. So CV managing to keep their drive alive now at about the 5-yard line. We see that it's listed on the scoreboard as being at the 3. So Pert's going to send the man in motion this time. The ball will be handed off in there, and let's see. It looks to me like it may have been Aaron Tremino, and they do say the touchdown. So Tremino gets it. It's when they give me these names in the press box that you don't follow them. So Tremino getting the touchdown. 9:54, the time of that score. 34-34 now is the score on the scoreboard. That coming before the point after attempt. And remember, Nicholas Peart has kicked so well tonight. This time he will not be able to kick. The ball is going to be blocked. So here we are. Final 10 minutes of this ball game. It's all tied up at 34. Exciting Friday night football on your station for sports, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
9:54 showing on the clock as we are in one terrific ball game this evening. Oh, man. You know, sometimes the games go right along. We're approaching the 9:30 hour, so this game is 2.5 hours long already. It has not been a fast game. Nicholas Peart holds up that right hand, and now he will approach the ball again. This time he will not try the onside kick. It's a big boomer, and it is going to be gathered in off the field. Who manages to get it? I believe that is Dylan Gifford. Yep, Dylan Gifford took it way back at about the 25 and brings it up to the 32 before he is tripped up. Well, you made mention of the fact before that Nicholas Peart not only went for the onside kick last time, and he was the man who rushed up and actually fell on the football. It resulted eventually, several plays later, in a touchdown. That time he didn't do it. He just kicked the living daylights out of it. Pat Bibbert going to have a quarterback keeper. He will get running room. He is across the midfield stride. Picks up 20. Is finally going to be forced out of bounds at about 25 yards up the field. To see where they put the ball down. Going to be inches high of the 45. So the Warriors, can't say that tonight, the Sydney Warriors pick up a first down, another one. Patrick Weber doing all the work on that one. This time, he'll go back to the big K. It's going to be Kozak. Kozak gets running room, gets around his man, and will go into the end zone. So, the Weber to Kozak combination brings the fans to their feet again. And 40-34 is our score. Well, people here in Sydney love their football, and they love to be able to cheer. And the Warriors are giving them lots to cheer about tonight. So 40-34, we've mentioned before that it's been a matter of extra points. Now Sydney trying to get the extra point. They have Rutenberg split to the near side, but the ball is going to be on the ground. And good, it is Kozak who will carry it in for the two-point conversion. 42-34 is our score. Sydney leads it by 8. Friday night football for you here on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry and Anthony here at Sydney High School. Well, the chances are, if you're listening via the radio, you're listening to either AM 1490 or FM 101. But if you're going to be away, you can catch all the action on your digital device. Go to WCDOsports.com at game time, and we'll be here all through the courtesy of your friends at FS. Yeah, I did that right. SFCU, Northern Federal Credit Union. It is going to be that gentleman by the name of Pert. This time it is going to be Nicholas Pert, who will carry the ball back across midfield down to about the 45, and his brother will be going out from quarterback position down there. The ball is going to be thrown and intercepted, grabbed down by the Sydney Warriors. That brings the fans up to their feet in a hurry. 9-12.
Driven Cerrito.
Raven Severino, a guard, managing to jump up in the air and get that one. Severino, all of 5'8", 185 pounds. Every once in a while, you want to get your name mentioned for doing something right that you wouldn't normally be doing. He's a guard. All right, now the ball is going to be back to familiar hands, Kozak. Kozak will get down to about the 45. He'll be stopped there. And we're finally inside the 9-minute mark.
I'm running out of room for Kozak on this page here.
You know what they'll say? Write small.
He's certainly making me.
8:44. Clock still running. Rutenberg off to the near side. And finally, when they get back to the snap, it'll be Vibbert will go off again to Kozak. Kozak will get the first down. He'll get down to about the 40-yard line before he's finally tripped up. They'll spot the ball down inside, and we'll call it the 39.5. So Sydney leading by 8, trying to protect that 8-point lead for the next 8 minutes of this ball game. Momentary pause in the action while people move the line markers. Now we're ready to go again. Rudenberg splits off to the near side, brings Miller with him. Now long count by Vibbert. And we're ready to go, and the ball will be a little quick pass. It'll come off on the near side to Brandon Bissett. Bissett, no gain on the play. Coming in was Aaron Treminio. And the ball will finally be put down for about a one-foot gain, maybe two if you're really generous. Bissett, number 20, is the man who carried that ball, or received that ball. 7:23 showing on the clock. Second and still, we'll call it a long nine. finally, if Ibbard's ready to go, he will hand it off to Kozak. Make Kozak do the work.
I'll carry by Kozak.
And Kozak now picking up three, maybe 4 yards. Gets the ball down. We'll call it a long two pickup. We'll be conservative. Third and still about seven. Ball spotted down. We'll call it the 37.
Speaking of being conservative, we'll see if Sydney elects to run the ball and keep that clock churning.
You may want to try that. Vibbert's going to go in the air route, though, is out in front. It's going to be Jordan Constable. Constable did not grab that one and receive it in. It almost was like, and this is, you know, you make up excuses for people. It's almost like he had cold hands on that. He just didn't grab it. And it's not that cold out tonight, folks.
But now that clock stops with that incomplete pass.
Not only that, they say that it's going to be timeout called by the Sydney Warriors, as it will be an opportunity for Coach Matthews to go out onto the field to make sure that he has got the plays ready that he wants to have. Coming up tomorrow, it will be a game between Harpersville and Delhi over at Delhi. We said all of that coming up tomorrow, 1:30 game time. And we'll be over there to take care of it. It's very interesting. I got an email yesterday from a dear, dear friend. And it's very interesting because you can. I'm very conservative when it comes to computer use. And this one says, "I really hope you get this fast. I could not inform you about our trip, but we're in the Philippines," which immediately made me a little bit suspicious. But then there were a couple of little wording things that I didn't like, so I call these friends of mine, and yes, they had been hacked. Long pass, down intended for Jordan Constable, will be overthrown, and a big long go for nothing. In any event, I called this lady, and she says, yes, we've been hacked, and I think they had about 8,000 phone calls, everybody calling them in yesterday afternoon to tell her. So in any event, the emails are going out. This is not the, Nigerian bank transfer thing. This was a totally different one. And had they not made one little verbiage thing that was not in a cadence that this person would have written, that this was pretty convincing. They were only asking for 2,000. They weren't asking for more than that. But be aware, folks, if all of a sudden you get emails, we're going to have a flag thrown on the field. False start against the CV Warriors. So they're going to march it back another five. And it will be first and 10 for Mr. Brian Pert and company. 6:27 showing on the clock.
We'll see how.
Kurt went to the far sideline to have words with his coach. Now he comes back in, breaks the team out of the huddle. Rolling back. Mr. Burke going to put it in the air, but not a receiver anywhere near the ball as he tries to use the strong arm that time. All his intended receivers were a little bottled up. Nobody got within 4 or 5 yards of that football. Yeah, this is going to be one of the longer games that I've seen on opening night. 9:40, already 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
A lot of scoring. Keeps the clock
stopping.
Yeah,
there has been a lot of scoring.
Mm. And that'll do it.
Everybody taking their time. Kurt and company. Going to send Miller in motion. Finally, Pert comes off on the near side. Goes to Aaron Truminio. And it is going to be NG. Truminio.
Gain on the play
of about one. So Truminio got the ball. They did claim it, but he went down on his knee almost immediately.
Boy, and boy, did the Sydney catch a break there. Everyone went after the quarterback. Truminio had a lot of blockers in front and a lot of room to go. It hadn't been rushed, might have been a big problem for Sydney.
5:50 remaining in the game. New faces coming on in as both Pert and Miller had words with the coaches that time as they wanted to make sure everything was set. Clock runs down to 5:36. Brian Pert, beautiful pass. This time goes down complete. It was down to number 10, Gavin Ashman, down inside the 40 at about the 36. So a long gain that time of close to 30 yards. So it will be first and 10 for the Shenango Valley Warriors. Well, sometimes it pays to have two men go over and make sure that they've got the right play. Interesting that Anthony Miller was not in that play at all as the pass went to Gavin Ashman. Now it will be a man in motion, and that is going to be the number 6. Holy crow. What do I got?
It's number 5.
Number 5, was that Harold Jones?
That was Harold Jones, the junior.
So, Harold Jones, the man. He is a reserve quarterback. Also spends some of his time at a running back position. I actually don't know if Brian Pert was in the lineup that time or if they had... This time he's back in there. It's one of the things when you have teams that play in the shotgun, which has become very popular recently. There were some years when nobody was playing it. No, look out. The ball's going to be picked off. No, it will not be. Going up in the air that time was Kozak, and they will just give him credit for knocking it down. I'll tell you, Kozak that one time I think wanted to grab that ball. As he spent a whole lot of time laying on the ground just so frustrated himself for not making the reception.
Third and 13.
So it will be now a third and about 13 situation for Brian Kirk. 4:17 as all of a sudden the clock begins to work in favor of the end of the game. The ball will be passed out on the flat, on the right side. It is going to be to Ashman. Short gain on the play. He gets about half of what he needs. He gets down to, we'll call it the 32, fourth and about 7 yards. 3:49. The clock still running. So Brian Pert, now the quarterback right up on his center, Zach Fuller, and he takes his time looking for an open man. He may have found an open man. There will be no advance made in there. That may have been, let's see, Miller? Come on. Turn so I can see it. That does look like it was Miller who made the reception. Good for the... First down, 3:27 in the clock running. They'll move the chains. The ball going to be down at the 20-yard line. The length of the football on the inside of the 20. Dropping back is going to be... Whoa! The ball high into the air, and it's going to be Ashman again who goes up trying to get Pert's pass. Could not hang on to it. He was being defended by Kozak all the way. Both Kozak and Tanner Shunk. And we will have a yellow flag. down, and that will mean, let's see, they've made the initial call of pass interference.
It was offensive pass interference.
Yeah,
on,
that's why I was going to say it, because I can see all of the Shenango Valley players moving back. The conversation is still going down, and now they will say it is going to be against Shenango Valley. And they start marching off the penalty from the line of scrimmage. So that will move the ball back from the 20 to about the 35. 3 minutes and 2 seconds showing on the clock. It is going to be first down again. So first and 25, Brian Perth in there and ready to go. With his helmet off, kneeling on the near side, it is going to be Patrick Vibber just watching the opposing quarterback do his thing. The ball is going to be a little floater, grabbed down by Anthony Miller. Miller will get back almost all of the 25. Let's see where they mark it. It's going to be 23-24. It'll bring up a second, and the ball is down now to about the 12 or 13-yard line. 2 minutes and 42 seconds in this very exciting contest. We're going to have timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. And it is going to be Coach Jeff Matthews who goes on out and tries to calm everybody down. Make sure that the defense does not slip away. Sydney leads in this ball game 42-34. Now, I made the remark before that you wanted to defend that 8-point lead for about 8 minutes. 5 minutes of that time has slipped by. But Shenango Valley is knocking at the door. Now Coach Matthews puts the headset back on and runs it back off the field, shouting out encouragement to his guys all the way. He still isn't off the field. Now he is, and they're ready to go. So here we go. 2 minutes, 42 seconds. Brian Perth looking to pass near side. He has Ashman, and they say incomplete forward pass. Ashman went high into the air to catch it, but both Shunk and Kozak were both right there to bottle him up. No time came off the clock that time. Still 2:42. That's what it was before that play started. So here we will see. Nobody's yelling at anybody up here in a big press box without getting the clock started. Dropping back, it's going to be Perth again. All the time in the world, finally he was thrown out, and it's going to be picked off in there. But let's see, what are they signaling? I believe they're going to... So Bissett grabs the football. No run back. I believe he's actually in the end zone. So the offense goes back to the Sydney Warriors. They will move the ball out to the 20-yard line and go from there. Final 2.5 minutes of this ball game. So now, Mr. Vibber comes back in, puts the helmet back on, and is ready to go again. 37-0 was the score down in Bainbridge tonight as the Green Trojans defeated the BG Bobcats in their home opener. Ball going to be carried by Kozak, and immediately there will be a timeout called by Shenango Valley. Chenango Valley trails in this ball game, 42-34. So Coach Jay Hope and company trying to get everybody to make the momentum turn back in their direction. Tomorrow, Anthony and I will be traveling over into the heart of Delaware County as we will be at Delhi to watch the first game of the season between the Delhi Bulldogs and the Harpersville Hornets. Wait to see. I'm always jittery about the first game of any season because you never know who's going to be good, who's going to have lost a lot, who's going to have somebody moved into the district, which team is going to have that surprising development of an underclassman. On paper, that looks to be a pretty darn good ball game tomorrow. If it's anywhere near as good as this one has been tonight, make sure you join us. It'll be a dandy. Here we go. It is going to be the Sydney Warriors. It will be Zibbard handing it off in there. And he will go to Kozak. Kozak gains about 4.5 or so. Ball going to be right on the line marker at the 25. Clock running inside 2 minutes now. The pressure will be on to burn the clock if you're a Sydney fan. You want to stop it if you're a Chenango Valley fan. Ball going to be kept on the ground and a gain of not enough for the first down. Kozak carries it up for about another four. He needed five. He will get down to, we'll call it, 29-yard line, fourth and about one. Inside 125 now, and the clock's still running. Dylan Griffin coming back onto the field, along with Ryan Sherwood. Coming out of the field is Zach Nages. Let's see, number 35, Tyler Soule, another senior coming in. This is not a muddy field situation, so now we have a flag called. I do believe it'll probably be delay of game, 54.2 seconds showing on the clock. On muddy field days, you can always tell the reserves because they've got the clean jerseys. That is not a problem today. This field, which does have the ability to disintegrate rather quickly in a wet day, has really held up well today. The ball is going to be blocked, and it's going to be picked up and carried back close, but not quite. It was grabbed down in there by Gavin Ashman. Actually, he was the second man to get his hands on the football for Chenango Valley. The first man to gather the ball in couldn't hang on to it. Ashman finally gained control, gets down to about the 2-yard line. We had to wait for the longest time to discover if that had been in the end zone or not. It was not. But play will go to Chenango Valley with 47.1 seconds on the clock. They will have the ball first and goal to go from, we'll call it, the 2-yard line. So, Brian Pert now wants to make this a very close ball game, and he will. Handoff goes to Aaron Treminio, and Aaron Treminio goes on in with 44 seconds remaining on the clock. 42-40 is our score. Now we will see if the strategy changes. Chenango Valley has kicked so many times in the past with their very able kicker, Nicholas Perth. Now, a one-point conversion basically does no good. So the perk hit is not even in there. Here we go. It is older brother Brian Perk passing it out on the flat. It is an incomplete forward pass, and our score remains 42-40. As the Sydney Warrior fans are on their feet in appreciation of fine defense for the Sydney Warriors. So the final 44 seconds, and I finally see a couple of fans getting up and making their way down the bleachers as they want to avoid the rush in the parking lot. But up until this point, nobody had left this field tonight.
And you can't call it over yet, Harry. You got that onside kick potential again. We had a good one earlier.
We saw a dandy one earlier. So here we go, final 44 seconds. Both teams taking their time to make sure that everybody knows exactly what they are to do. Now coming out with the tee to tee up the football is going to be Nicholas Perk. So Nicholas Perk, who did the onside kick, who then ended up falling on the ball himself. He has the ball teed up. His entire team is off to his right. And he approaches the ball, and it will be an onside kick. But this time it is fallen on by the Sydney Warriors. Nobody could get up to it quickly enough. The element of surprise had been taken away. And the Sydney Warriors now have 8/10 of a second click off the clock. So it goes from 44 seconds down to 43.2. So the Sydney Warriors will have the ball, and that will mean chew up the clock as much as you can. Oh, man. Well, there will be days, and there will be days. This has been just a dandy one for opening day. The Shenango Valley Warriors against the Sydney Warriors. Sydney scored quickly, scored early, and then it was a matter of extra points as we saw a seesaw game, and finally it was that 8-point lead that Sydney had to protect in the final quarter of the ball game. And now with the clock running at 15 seconds, it looks like they will do that. Nobody will even snap the ball again. 10, and so on and so forth. And now the official comes in, picks up the football. 3, 2, 1, and this ball game is over. 42-40 is our final score. So you can add up all of the stuff, unless you had something that you wanted to say right then, my friend.
I have to say, what a game, number one. And we have a couple MVPs in this game.
Now, we got to get to that after commercial, so we don't do
okay,
that
we'll get
quite
to that after
yet.
Commercial.
But in any event, anything else in summary before we go back to our final?
Just wow.
Okay, it's a great game. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your home, doing more for less counts. And at NBT Bank, that counts to us. Now make more of what's yours with a new home equity line of credit with a 3-month introductory rate of 0% APR and no closing costs. When it comes to making the most of your home, you can count on us. Stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 500501.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry and Anthony back here at a quickly emptying out Sydney High School. You know, there are certain facts of life, Anthony, that we just have to talk about. I guess I'm not hearing myself well, but that's beside the point. In any event, 42-40 is our final score. And one of the things that you will notice is the press box, which is a beehive of activity, very quickly becomes a lonely and echoey place when a ball game is over. Everybody's out of here except you and me.
Very true.
Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving our community for over 150 years and always putting the customer first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. And, Mr. Beers, your thoughts on tonight's offensive player, as if I had to guess.
The offensive player, I'm going to go Patrick Vibbard as the quarterback, who played very well and was very calm in rushing the ball and passing the ball.
And the thing of it is that regardless of who your running backs are, without the control of the quarterback, everything can be buggered up real quickly.
He definitely mediated the offense.
Yep. Our post-game show is also being being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet. All of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, what's going on? Your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet. Four locations to serve you: in Unadilla, in Oneonta, in North Norwich, and their newest location in Margaretville. Dynamic defensive player.
The dynamic defensive player to me would be the D-lineman Austin Dean, who is involved on pretty much any run play on his side, and even got his hands on an interception on a punt fake.
We will never argue about that. Finally, our all-purpose award is being awarded by Acco Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in our communities, and happy to be part of the Sydney High School Sports right here on WCDO. Acco Brands, proud to be a local employer. Anthony, all-purpose.
I think it's pretty obvious. Our all-purpose player is definitely Kozak, who I have as an estimated 26 carries for 210 rushing yards, not to mention his Ballhawk secondary performance in on every jump ball that was available. Kozak is the MVP of this one for me.
I don't have any problem with that. Give me a very quick, and I mean very quick, scoring summary. We saw that the first points were put on the board by the Sydney Warriors in the first quarter, and then at the half, the score was what, 14-13?
Something. It was 14-12 at half.
And then the Sydney Warriors sort of won the third quarter with what, three touchdowns?
Well, let's see here. In the third quarter, with 8:14 left, Kozak had a rushing touchdown. And then later, Truminio had a 3-yard rushing touchdown. And then after that, Kozak had another rushing touchdown.
I wish I hadn't asked, because I didn't realize you had another whole page of
there's a lot of touchdowns in the second half, for sure.
Regardless, our final score is 42 to 40. And with that, that is where we'll leave it. We won't try to recap everything. I won't do that to Anthony on his first night out.
I don't even know what happened when I was watching this one.
The final score, 42 to 40. And we're glad that you decided to join us. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. Tomorrow we will be in Delhi for the game between Harpersville and Delhi. In the meantime, please stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. From Sydney High School, I'm Harry Graves. My partner is Anthony Beers. Thank you ever so much, and good night, everybody.